All right, welcome everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I'm here with a special guest who's going to be providing an invaluable service at our upcoming Longevity Now conference. Dr. Melvin is renowned for his thermography scans, imaging, and subsequent tips on how you can transform your health and your vitality with this very special technology. So, Dr. Melvin, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I'm looking forward to the next session with Longevity.
And Dr. Melvin, I have to say that your booth last time was probably one of the most packed booths because the thermography that you were providing people was really blowing people's minds in terms of what they were able to see. I know myself included, you gave me a free scan and we detected a couple of issues that I had. One was an infection that I thought I had knocked out maybe a year previous, and your thermography picked up the precise location in my gum where it was. It picked up how that bacteria was dripping down into my thyroid, and it really helped to open my eyes to see, wow, that infection I thought was gone was actually still, you know, hidden quite deep inside that gum. I wasn't quite able to get at it, and so I really doubled my efforts on getting rid of it. So I'm looking forward to scanning at this event to see how it's doing.
You bet. Well, I think what's so effective with thermal imaging is some of the basic fundamentals regarding dis-ease has an inflammatory characteristics. It has a lymphatic characteristic, and just shooting the face at the conference and how revealing these colors that reflect temperature can be seen, and how asymmetrical, how out of balance and revealing this is to someone that has never seen thermography before, gets connected quite readily to the findings. And so just simply sharing those temperature differences to these individuals, it just connects them to their own body at such a rapid rate, where an x-ray or an MRI or a CT scan, frequently most patients just really are not sure what they're seeing. Even the ultrasounds are run short of really revealing some of the fundamental features that we're able to see very quickly. And then where do we go from this? And then how do we interconnect periodontal disorders, amalgam disorders that affect the thyroid, and then what to do about it? And so so we do make recommendations of very common disorders like thyroid deficiencies, where your blood tests frequently fall short, but yet thermography is more specific about that individual's own physiology, how it is functioning with them, and then thus making recommendations of iodine to help support that thyroid, which frequently there's so much of iodine deficiencies related to this common disorder that the patient themselves can be self-treating with these particular protocols.
And Dr. Melvin, let's talk a little bit about the false positives that Western medicine is often giving people, because, you know, this is an area where people go into their doctor's office, they order a battery of tests, and, you know, the test comes back, let's say it's a mammogram, let's say it's a blood test, let's say it's another type of diagnostic tool. And oftentimes these false positives, they induce fear in somebody because, you know, the doctor's saying like, you have a great potential, or it looks like you have this, or I think we should engage in this course of action based upon a false positive. Let's talk about the different diagnostic tools that you see as producing the most common types of false positive, and maybe why they produce those false positives.
Yeah, or false negatives, where, I mean, both tend to fall short of really understanding the mechanism of the patient. For starting with false positives regarding mammograms, 80% of mammograms, where you have the mammogram, you have the ultrasound, you have the ultrasound guided biopsy, and the sample is negative. So that fibrocystic is not considered an aggressive tissue. But you're finding that so many women have fibrocystic that you get this 89% false positives in premenopausal women. These facts regarding the false positives, well, if 80% of the time you got a false positive with any other test other than a mammogram, it would have been abandoned a long time ago, but it's still around.
One of the things I was completely blown away by looking at the results of the thermography was it wasn't as if there was any guesswork involved. You know, from the point of view of the patient looking at the thermal image, you could see quite clearly for yourself what was going on inside of your body, so that as you got kind of guided me through it or guided other people through it, it wasn't like I had to put all my faith in you, that you were sort of like, well, I got to trust him because I can't really see what he's talking about. I could see it for myself. So you were kind of describing what was going on, but I saw it clear as day as well.
And some of the, again, the basic fundamentals of how cancer develops, well, it has a precursor, it has preemptive features like inflammation, like lymphatic congestion, like estrogen dominance. Well, those three things that are the precursors to cancer, you can't see on a mammogram, you can't see on an MRI, let alone you can't see it on a CT scan. So all of these common standard of care imaging are not up to really locating the precursors to cancer. They're just waiting for you to have cancer. But so much of the other facets regarding muscular disorders, myofascial disorders, very, very difficult to see on an MRI or a CT scan. Sprains and strains, a fairly common type of disorder, you can't see on an X-ray, you can't see on an MRI, because it's so microscopically torn, and in many cases it's so vast, where thermographically we're looking at the body from a whole new point of view, a functional point of view, physiological or biological point of view, where many of these other types of tests don't have that capability. As long as everything looks normal, then it's assumed that the patient is normal. Well, you can't see a neuropathy, a nerve-related disorder, let alone its origin, where it's easy to see these things with a thermography without compromising the patient. We're not radiating the patient to get the image. And obviously CT scans is a bundle. I mean, you're literally getting thousands of images that are radiating the patient. But at the end, frequently you get a false negative, meaning I don't see anything wrong because structurally everything looks normal, but it is obvious, like sciatica, a very common type of disorder, on an X-ray or MRI or CT scan frequently comes up negative. But it's obviously the patient crawls in or is antalgic, is bent forward coming into the office, and they examine the patient. And at the end, it says, well, you look normal to us. Geographically, the MRI or CT scan or the X-ray demonstrates a normal patient when obviously they're not normal. Or if it's muscular, like headache-type disorders, where's the origin? Frequently, it's not in the front of the head where they feel the headache, but rather on the back side of the head and neck, which shows up with thermography, very revealing how bound or disruptive that area of the head and neck is in producing the headache. So being able to find out cause and then its effect becomes a much easier job with the aid of infrared, and yet the patient is able to get very connected with the imaging in a very short, in minutes, they're already getting a visual perspective of not only what they're experiencing and the consistency of what they're experiencing on a thermal picture. This is where we're providing spot views of the face, and we're sharing what those findings are at our booth. So it becomes very connective. Very popular. People really get excited about being able to have not only a view of what they are experiencing, but also what is the resolution. I think our intent is not only to understand what is the problem, what direction can the patient go or the client can go into to self-remedy these type of disorders, whether it's iodine testing the iodine, which is going to be available there at longevity. So they have an ability to go out and search and find out what is the problem. Is do I have an iodine deficiency, and what can I do about it now?
And so for people listening who are going to be joining us April 24th to 26th at the Anaheim Hilton Hotel, the Longevity Now conference location, you're going to be providing those face scans for free, correct, for people?
That's right. The face scans are free. It only takes us just a couple minutes. In fact, it takes 30 seconds to take a face image. It's just that we are going to provide two, maybe three cameras will be available instead of the one camera we had last year because of how well it went last year. We're going to have two or three cameras available at the booth. So then we won't back up people so much.
And so if you're listening to this and you've got a health issue that you haven't been able to pinpoint, you've gone to see doctors, you've gone to see even alternative medical professionals, and no one's been able to give you a good answer as to why you're experiencing the health condition you're experiencing. Maybe it's acute pain. Maybe it's just something that you really suspect is brewing under the surface and you're trying to, catch it before it turns into something, but no one's able to give you a really good answer. Dr. Melvin, I have to say, you're just a phenomenal resource. Our earthing booth was right next to your booth, so I got to see all these people coming through. And one of the things that really caught my attention was your ability to see certain types of compression, where a nerve is being, squeezed or there's pressure being placed on a nerve. I'm thinking in particular of my stepmom, who suffers really bad migraine headaches, and she's been to some of the best medical facilities in the Boston area. They have some of the most elite doctors. No one's ever been able to give her a good answer as to why she's experiencing her migraine headaches. In 30 seconds, you picked up on some compression around some of the nerves. And now,
yes.
That was really, first of all, it gave her such a sense of ease that these migraines weren't like psychosomatic. Or, it's all in our head, which really the doctors were kind of coming to that conclusion. Like, we can't find anything. We think it might be psychosomatic, and that can drive somebody nuts.
Oh, yeah.
No pun intended.
And this is exactly the frustrating features regarding imaging, where when you have that point of view as a physician that geographically everything looks like it's normal, but it's not acting normal. But those facets of how neurology, this particular case, what we're actually examining is that part of the nervous system called the autonomic or automatic nervous system. This part of the nervous system, by imaging with tomography, becomes very revealing, the blood flow to different parts of the body. And so it becomes more specific about that individual's function, where X-rays, they're comparing X-rays, MRIs, or your blood evaluations are more on a national average that you may not fit. And so the end result is, the condition is, obviously must be emotional. Well, in many cases, they're not, and only because of the frustration of the patient, because the doctor is just not doing their job. And their job is to better understand the mechanism that is producing so many of these conditions that are very easily seen with a proper type of imaging.
Yeah, it's a real revelation when you see it in person. So if you've got the opportunity to come by the Longevity Now conference for either the weekend or even just one day, this is a booth that you definitely want to hit. Also, now there's many people doing thermal imaging various parts of the country. I mean, I know where I live, we've got a couple of people who are starting to use thermal imaging, and it's a real blessing.
Yeah, and technicians that we train, in many cases, they become a warrior regarding health disorders that help empower the patient to better themselves by revealing more of the causation, what's causing the condition, not have such a vague point of view of where you really don't know where to go, where many of the things that we are recommending are self-procured. There are things that they can help themselves on a day-to-day basis to make a difference with these neuropathies.
But then you're also able to see something before it develops into a disease. You can see things quite far out before they turn into something. So there's a huge preventative side.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, with frequently there's not a diagnostic term, but rather what we're doing with the imaging is that it's an analytical tool that we're reconnecting cause and effect by how gallbladder disorders reduces the proper absorption of your fat-soluble vitamins. But if you don't know your gallbladder is not dumping properly, then you really don't know that you need to do something about it. So the imaging becomes very revealing about these common type of disorders where the digestive tract and its movement of its fluids are just not moving properly. So those gateways called the pyloric and ileocecal valve, these valves are not opening and closing properly, so they can feel like diverticulitis, which that diagnosis is an absolute zero about really doing anything when simply it's just the valves are not open properly. Thus, you have abdominal discomfort that has been noted as being diverticulitis, which really doesn't render the patient any direction about self-help.
And I don't think I've ever heard of a Western medical doctor saying, hey, you know, I just took a look at you. What you really need to do is a gallbladder flush.
Exactly. It's just, in fact, if anything, they would rather you take it out as if you don't need
it. Right, right.
You know, that's, and you don't need your appendix. You don't need your tonsils. And you can live without your spleen. I mean, the only benefit that these particular types of treatment, if you want to call it that, removing these organs, the only benefit is to the surgeon that is doing the procedure, not to the benefit of the patient.
Right. So, like, if you go in for a headache, I get scared of what they're going to suggest. You know what I mean? Just chop off your head. You'll be fine.
Yeah, chop off, yeah. Just take that type or that means of care, if you want to call it that, is just short of truly assisting and guiding the patient to betterment.
And that's the other thing I love about thermal imaging is that the solution pretty much 10 times out of 10 is some change in either lifestyle, diet, or something that you have to do personally to fix the underlying problem. It's not symptom management. It's actually getting at the root of the problem, which is another phenomenal thing. So, you know, if you're into self-empowerment and taking health into your own hands, thermal imaging is a great diagnostic tool because it's going to point you back in the direction of, you know, where lifestyle-wise or diet-wise or even mechanically moving, like how you're moving or sitting or, you know, doing your daily mechanics needs to be adjusted to get rid of that, you know, fundamental root cause.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the way we're sitting, standing, lying, how our posture is directly related to the ergonomics, meaning how our workstation is set up, that setting up your workstation where you have an opportunity to either sit or stand and yet relatively at the same height to the monitor. If you're working at a computer, that you're at a relatively same height. Thus, many of these things are ergonomically improving the structure and function of the individual. So the conditions of sciatica or neck pain that is persistent is simply changing the way that you're sitting, standing, and lying. Structure and function, posture, is a very much a part of our recommendations and how to perform that by what things can you use to assist you in that direction.
All right, fantastic. So if you're listening to this, I would highly recommend, even if you are unable to come to our Longevity Now conference, April 24th to 26th, check out Dr. Melvin's website, www.totalthermalimaging.com. That's totalthermalimaging.com. He's got a great website. You can check it out. You can give him a call. You can maybe have a consultation. And hopefully you can join us for the upcoming conference. We're going to have some amazing speakers. I think most of you know who our speakers are going to be. David Wolf, Dr. McCole, Ron Teagarden, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Lissa Rankin. We've got a whole host of amazing speakers. You can check them all out at www.thelongevitynowconference.com. That's thelongevitynowconference.com. Or you can just simply type in longevityconference.com. Both will take you to our website. You can see that we're going to have a whole host of amazing speakers as well as vendors. And our list of vendors is being put together now. We're going to have a packed room. 2,000 people are going to be joining us. Over $10,000 in free giveaways, superfoods, super herbs, all sorts of goodies, and a clear light infrared sauna. So this is going to be an amazing conference. And there's so many opportunities to really win big there in terms of getting information information for your health and your wellness. And this booth, the thermal imaging booth, is definitely one you don't want to miss. Get your free facial scan with Dr. Melvin. So this is great, Dr. Melvin. We really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing with our listeners some great tips.
Yeah. Thank you so much.